Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Chloe vs. the World. And guess what? I thought I'd bring on a huge guest. I feel like people always speculate who I'm dating, so I thought I'd bring on who I am dating.
Woo!
My boyfriend.
Yeah.
Thank you for finally coming on.
That's all right.
Do you tell everyone what happened last time?
I was last night then. Oh, we're very active in the bedroom.
Yeah, we are. Woo.
What happened last time?
We had George booked to come in and he fucking forgot.
Oh, I think meant last time I actually came on.
Yeah, and he's been on before.
Which is ironic because I don't usually struggle to come, do I? Hey, babe. That never happens.
No.
You always go, George.
You're a straight shooter.
You go, George, wait for me.
As you can tell, he's a very selfish lover. So you're back like crack and you cycled here.
I did. It's making it seem like I'm a big cycle. I do like a line bike, to be fair.
Yeah, I've never been on one. Tell me about them.
They're, you know, like a regular bike.
Yeah.
They're like that, but they're lime coloured.
But aren't they electric?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Out of context, that being clipped, put on TikTok, is just flooded with not everyone needs a podcast. So what does electric
everyone
mean?
Everyone keeps commenting out of my shit. Like, shut the fuck up. I like my podcast and so do some people.
That told them. Hey, some people like it.
Has anyone ever commented that on yours?
No, it's just great podcast.
Great,
guys.
Good.
Good stuff.
Should have started sooner.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
But no, electricity, how do I start that?
No, I don't, like, do you have to pedal? No.
Do I have to?
On
yeah,
a line
no, you
bike?
Have, yeah, you do pedal, yeah.
So what is it electric then? Goes faster.
I didn't think I'd come on and explain the process of
I've
electric
I've never thought
bike
to ask this, but like, someone I knew was getting on a line bike last year and he was like, yeah, they're electric. And I was like, that doesn't make it any better than your line bike.
No, you go quicker. You do,
oh, you do go
less pedaling requires, like the same speed requires less pedaling. To put it in layman's terms.
Thoughts on gravity?
Big fan. I'm still on the fence. Thanks to gravity. If I wasn't, I'd be floating away somewhere.
Oh, I feel like people don't think you're that funny.
That was unnecessary.
I'm joking.
Yes, stop that, George. No one finds you funny.
What do you think people know you for? None of this is on the script. I'm just asking now.
Well, you can tell these are really well-formulated sentences. So, gravity. What do people know me for? Originally, it was a beep in my garage. Did you?
Oh, my God, I fucking remember that.
Oh, wow, someone was a big fan.
I am a fan.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, babe.
Kind of awkward now. I'm your biggest fan.
came from the beep in the garage.
What was the beep in the end?
It was a cross trainer. And the battery had ran out.
Except for the
beep hadn't, yeah.
Damn. That's good.
So yeah, we found the beep. And then since then, what I'm actually known for, God knows. Make a tit out of myself on TikTok. And then
you're quite big in the YouTube scene now, aren't you?
Oh, stop it. Yes, I am.
You've got two channels. Would you have more than two?
Just the two. And I barely post on either. No, I'm trying to.
I feel like you always plug it on your stories.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just...
Can relate.
Yeah, but I'm trying to post more. Got a bloody editor trouble at the moment on the
side. Oh, what's happened? Don't you edit your stuff?
No, I do. Afterwards, they send it to me and I spend a couple hours on it myself, like three or four hours.
What's the point in your editor then?
Well, they do all the heavy lifting and then I sort of just get the pacing the way I like it and add a little personal George to it. You're familiar with them.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about. When I first started vlogging...
A personal George touch. That's the noise she always makes.
Sorry, yeah, couldn't be more familiar actually with those touches. Yeah, so you put them on your YouTube videos.
Oh no, they stay behind closed doors.
You're also a very successful podcaster.
Yes, well, semi-successful. No, it's...
You're going on tour?
We're successful, yeah, I'd like to say.
You're going on tour?
We are.
Any prep for tour?
No, we've got the whole idea of the show.
Tell us.
We got a little bit of crowd participation in there. Last time we did roasts, but that you can't really do that
to
on a
stranger.
Tour basis. No, not to a stranger. I'm quite familiar with Max. me and Max were roasting each other. Was the not
bit
on crowd
roasting.
Participation, comma. We also did some roast.
Okay, nice.
That was where the confusion probably lay.
Beef chicken.
See? It's not just me making the jokes.
I'm going to do stand-up this year. I'm not. Would you ever do stand-up?
No, I've been asked, but I just...
Have you?
Yeah.
I'm joking. Right, sorry.
Rude, that.
Serious.
No, I wouldn't like it.
Why?
I feel like I'd just stumble over my words and be a hot mess.
Maybe have a couple of drinks before.
Yeah, but that's not always good because then alcoholism will follow.
Alcoholism.
Yeah. Also, I don't like, can't rely on drink. Sorry, I've told you this.
I'm trying. Actually, I haven't drunk in a week. Week and a day.
Wow.
One week.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. When's the last time you drank?
When's the last time I drank? It's actually been like a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, because you're on your fitness hype at the moment.
I am.
How's that going?
It's not going too bad. I'm I've always been into my weights, just fling a bit of iron around. All right.
The Iron Church,
The Iron Church, is that what? Oh,
this is called the Iron Church.
Yeah,
just
a couple of gym bros. I've been getting more into running.
Oh, how's that going?
Ah, it's going great. It's not going too bad. Yeah, I'm getting better at it.
How far can you run?
That's not really like how the training.
No, because like people do 5Ks, 10Ks, that marathon.
Oh, okay, yeah. How far can you and how far do you is quite a different question.
Same thing.
The PBs people do isn't just distance. I'm running like 5 or 10Ks at the moment, but
okay.
For the thing I'm doing, for those that don't know, it's a marathon's worth of Tough Mudders.
In one time. One after the other.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, no, that's the aim.
When are you doing that?
On the 15th of June.
That's really soon.
Yeah, it's quite
for
soon.
For a 10K-er. Yeah, when are you going to do more?
When am I going to do more? Yeah. I'm going to start running more, but I've just been sort of easing myself into it. Because I started training on at the end of February, because that was when the World Encephalitis Day was, which is... the charity that I'm doing it for,
yeah.
Encephalitis Society, or Encephalitis International is what it's called now.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Gosh, so you haven't given yourself much time to do a marathon worth of Tough Mudders.
No, I feel like there's a decent amount of time in there, and I've...
To be fair, some of it's like crawling on the floor.
Yeah.
You don't have to run
so
that.
So I've been practicing crawling.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I could tell you've done
Show
a Tough Mudder before.
I was going to do one.
And
once upon a time. Didn't.
Any reasoning?
I was going to do it at work. And then, everyone was kind of doing it. I didn't really like anyone I worked with. I didn't want to spend more time with them. So I was like, no, I'll just do it in my own time. But I am doing a half marathon this year. I'm doing it in October.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Why don't you do it with me?
Because I've done training then. And as you say, you don't really want to be doing it with people.
No.
Spend time with.
Because we spend enough time together.
I know. We do enough cardio. No, I kind of want to do a half marathon. I did want to do like a half marathon in like sort of preparation for the...
Well, the Hackney half. Oh, has it just been... Not been... 2 weeks!
2 weeks.
But get on that
sure
shit.
All the ticket, all the like entries are sold.
You're famous. They'll get you one.
Also, but you don't necessarily... You can just run a half marathon.
Yeah, you can. But it's probably more fun doing it with like people giving you free drinks and stuff.
Yeah, true. Just hashtag gifted the whole way around. That's the way forward.
Yeah, you're an influencer.
Sorry, have you put how are you down on the board? Is this how bad
are you?
A person
Look,
you
how
are?
How have you been? Double how are yous.
You need to...
And this has been prepped for a while, actually.
You need to be reminded to ask people how they are.
Some people say I'm not very considerate. No one's ever said that. I don't know why I said that. Mm. I think I'm quite nice.
Yeah, you're not too bad.
No, the last time, well, no, not the last time I spoke to you, but you were building something.
Yeah.
How's that gone?
I was trying to build up my self-confidence, but that got I got knocked pretty quickly after the laughing.
That.
I was building a little bookshelf.
Oh, yeah, you were building a bookshelf.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it got finished.
How many books you got on it?
No, but, oh, maybe like three books.
What books
never
you got?
Been read.
Oh.
Diary of the CEO.
Oh, self-help.
Up Steve, yeah.
Mm, what's the other one? Everyone's the Chimp Paradox. You got that?
I can't say I have. No.
Like that's what
I'm not a big
read.
Book reader.
Are you not?
A small one, no. Just any book I'm
you
not.
You sound quite smart. What do you read? Where did you get your knowledge from then if you're not reading?
Just school.
Ah. What yeah. Did you go uni?
I did, yeah. Exeter.
Of course you did. What did you do there?
Is this how you pretend that you remember things? You go, and you did.
No, because like Exeter is a really good uni. So of course you went to a good uni. That was what I was saying.
Oh, thank you.
What did you do?
I did sports science.
I was just about to guess that. Sports management, I was going to say.
I didn't do sports science.
Did you not?
No, I did.
Oh. Tell the truth.
I did do sports science.
Oh, okay.
But I've not really used it. It doesn't really crop up a lot.
Not in your football videos. You can sling a bit of that in there.
I could do. I could go, what muscles are we using, guys? But I think that stuff would kind of get cut from it. Oh, not really that entertaining, is it?
Sorry about that.
No.
Right, on to the next section. I'm not very good at segueing, unfortunately.
What's the next section? We can segue it together.
Okay, we're talking about versus me and you versus Twitter. Have you got Twitter?
I do, yeah.
Oh.
So what's the, how could we segue that? Talking about
football,
Exeter. Let's go to X.
That was good.
Yeah, you know, that's where they
fuck, it's not even called Twitter anymore. Do you call it X?
No, if you call it X, I think you're a bit of a weird.
Weird. You're a clout chaser. Elon doesn't even know who you are. So, we did Twitter. Because one thing me and my producer have noticed is the internet thirsts over you, George.
Well, it's just pictures of you up there
that are
getting thirsted over.
It's my podcast.
One thing me and my producer have noticed is everybody loves me.
Yeah, everyone loves me. No.
So I thought we'd react to some comments about people loving me together. That'd be nice.
No, so I'll go first and then you go second because yours is worse than mine.
Is it?
Yep. I've not seen what yours are, I'm assuming. That's how things go.
Okay.
So I posted a selfie. Do you know what? One thing is, if you think your selfie bangs on Instagram, put it on Twitter.
Yeah, I feel like I'd get bullied for that.
No, maybe. I don't know.
That was a quick change around. That was... Yeah, I'm looking at you actually. Yeah,
like,
you might
do you do like a little face when you do a selfie? Like,
I don't tend to do selfies.
Yeah, see? So if you posted a selfie on Twitter, it'd be weird.
Mm. No, not really a selfie kind of guy. I think it's quite vain if you take lots of selfies.
Okay. do you not take selfies just like day to day to certain people?
It's okay to take selfies.
I know, I'm very aware because I do all the time.
I'm aware.
Do you not like, you know, in a group chat, just send like a selfie? Not like a posy one, just like a picture of your face.
I mean, occasionally if it's like...
Fits
I'm about
the
to
tone.
Say appropriate, but if it's like... Makes sense.
Do you use GIFs?
It's like I was talking to my mum. Do you use those GIFs?
Yeah, memes. I know it's a meme, I'm trolling. Do you use GIFs?
Occasionally, if there's a good point to use one.
Yeah,
they're only like GIFs. They're only like, I don't go, oh, I can't really think of a plow, find a GIF. It's like, oh, I remember a good quote that could be referenced right now. I'm going to throw a GIF at them.
Wow.
Well, are you not a GIF user?
Well, I started using them yesterday, but like inappropriate ones.
Oh, you crazy cat.
So my friends were like, oh, is everyone free on the 4th of May? Everyone was like, no. So then I threw like season's greetings. And either way, it was really funny.
Is that inappropriate or is that just,
well, like, it's
as
not...
in just not appropriate for the scenario?
Yeah, so inappropriate.
Like, cocks or something.
I've got some good naked ones. But not of me.
We should totally text more.
My friend Ollie.
Now you're using GIFs, let's totally text more.
My friend Ollie actually sends me the rudest. I should send you them after. So these, I posted a selfie and you should get really jealous by the reactions because people are thirsting over me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read any of these on my glasses.
Nice.
Stop barking. It's nearly, all right. Stop barking. It's nearly... Oh, someone's mum texted.
Do you want me to do this?
Yeah, maybe you should lead this right. bit.
Someone's mum has texted them and they've replied to your tweet saying, stop barking. It's nearly midnight, you dickhead.
I don't think a mum would call someone a dickhead.
Yeah, part of me thinks that's contrived. That they've made that one up. I didn't realize this is the detective section.
Ah, true. Do you like if a girl?
I don't know if I believe that one.
If a girl posts a nice selfie, not that you would because you're in a relationship, but would you comment like woof woof?
Would I comment woof woof?
Like barking under a girl's picture?
I don't think that would be the best way to go about it.
What would you do? Don't you fucking dare.
I don't know what I'd do.
Do you comment?
I feel like I like if I was to like a girl on Hinge or something back in the day before we were, you know, canoodling
together.
I feel like
is that an exclusive? Do you use Hinge?
Yeah.
Everyone, watch it's out.
Well documented. Have you not seen the tweet?
No.
Oh, there's a tweet that went around.
What was the tweet?
I'll show you the tweet. I went for a family meal yesterday for my nan's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday! Why was I not there?
Sorry, it was just closed members. I've ended up showing my whole family this bloody tweet. Let me find it.
What, you tweeted it?
Well, somebody tweeted it about me, and I quote tweeted it and made it 10 times worse.
Oh dear.
Where is it?
That sounds nasty.
So somebody tweeted that saying, this lad is on my Hinge top picks basically every week. Can someone please give this man a chance? And I saw that because, you know, you can see views on X now, Twitter. You know, you can see views on Twitter. It was on like 75,000 views before I saw it. And I was like, oh. So I quote tweeted it being like, hey, good chance for a banger tweet. So I just said, someone's effectively put a flyer up on Twitter to take me in as a rescue boyfriend. And that's now got 11 million views. So for about...
So George on Hinge.
About 2 or 3 weeks after that, people were just liking like, I thought I'd do some charity work. I saw the tweet and I was like, not really.
Yeah, that's, don't do that. Mm. You know, that's not funny.
Back to me.
If you were on Hinge, you were going to message someone.
I feel like I'd make it particular
do you have a voice,
for them.
Voice bit on Hinge? No, I was going to get you to play it. That would have been funny.
No, not doing that.
Okay, don't have that. You should.
That'd be horrible.
Just saying how many followers you've got, EJ.
Yeah, just going, hi, just thought I'd go through my statistics. Here are my analytics for you.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I'd try and make it personal to their profile. Like, but normally just like a shit joke about something I've noticed in the photo or something.
Or like massive knockers, girl.
Yeah, just a really funny joke like that. And I just objectify them. I'd go, whoa, look at the tits on that. And I go, that was a good one. That was one of your best. I just try and make like a shit joke out of it.
Does it bark?
Evidently not. Still single, still in a relationship with you.
Right, what's the next one?
Do you want me to read this one again?
The only burrow that matters. What other burrows are there? Burrow?
Lincoln?
Lincoln Burrows, my dad. Free him.
I think he is.
Oh, he's free.
Yeah, he took that into his own hands.
One and two.
Only Burrow that matters. I don't know what that could mean. Am I too innocent?
Is there someone famous? Burrow.
The only Burrow. Is that like, I don't know what that means.
I'm burrowing, like, you know, rabbits burrow.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, I did think this, like the only Burrow as in you...
I'm
You're
a hole.
The only,
I'm a hole.
Better than a hole. Which, we got your hate tweets up next.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's a rude one. Right. The next one is, right. People always call me milk. Good milk.
Good milk.
Apparently, what is it again, Mole? Like
a premium white woman. Did they get the wrong account? Is that the.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. I don't think anyone's ever called you good milk. They call you cheese. That's a good joke.
Nice.
Okay. No, there's more.
At least I mature well, though, if I'm cheese.
Just barked at my girl.
You've added barked in there. Just looked at my girl and sighed, then cried.
Oh, I like that one. Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry.
Next one is, yo, why do I hear dogs barking at work?
Yeah, what is this dogs? Where does that come from?
I think it's just like the animal inside you. Why is that funny?
Because are you going to start doing it?
No.
You should, the next person you DM on Hinge, you should say, woof. Da, da, double da, double da.
Oh, God. I really didn't want to do that.
That'd be good. Right.
No, that's a bad idea. She can do and say whatever the hell she wants. Call me whatever name and I'm just going to agree and listen.
You bitch.
Go on. What would you suggest this man does? Because you can do and say whatever you want to him. Aaron Lennon. That was a footballer.
Aaron Lennon.
Aaron Lennox.
Lennox.
Go on.
Aaron Lennox.
Say something to him.
You pussy bitch. I hate you. That. And good. You smell bad. Here's your ones. Here are your ones. I don't know what I'm going to do when I go to the Useless Hotline Tour and see George Clark in person. I think I'll die.
So that could be taken in many ways. Is that a good thing?
I would say that's nice. You oh, fucking that's bitch. Nice.
What am I meant to do here? Am I meant to just be like...
Kiss them.
Amen, Brandon.
Oh, is it Brandon? Well, now you've got to shout them out on your tour, surely.
Which every show, just in case you hear Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon.
Oh, it's the dead one over there.
Someone said, those are some high quality baked goods right there. Cake. Have you got a big bum?
I don't like you.
Oh, Cal Freezy told me. Cal Freezy told me you had a big bum.
Why is he telling you I've got
a
big bum?
Show me a picture of you. Naked.
Classic. Cal.
Naked.
No, yeah, people keep objectifying my bum in videos.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Why? I'd say it's great.
Great?
Having a big bum in this day and age is kind of hard. Because some people say I've got a Toshiba. Yeah, flat laptop bum.
Oh.
I disagree. Like, specs just die that room. I think I've got, I'm in a Bundesliga, but.
That's it.
I'd say I've got a little red velvet.
A little red velvet? A little cupcake.
Is it? Well, you don't have a cupcake. You've obviously got.
I've got a full gatto. I've got a full bakery. Someone's bought in a tray of birthday cake. Everyone can have some.
Oh, don't tell yourself like that. Special cake.
Special cake.
Someone said, is that Will from In Between Us? You bored of that yet?
Yeah, that never gets old.
Yeah.
Every time, like, there's any bit of growth.
Yeah, well, people always just talk about me from Love Island. Do you know what I mean? It's just going to stick with you, Will, from The In-Betweeners.
Oh, so they go, oh, Chloe, oh, she was on Love Island. Yeah. As opposed to George. Oh, he sounds like the guy who is well known for being a virgin.
And shitting his pants.
God, you've got it so hard, Chloe. I've said that to you before. Hey.
Yeah. What would what would you rather be known as? George from YouTube, George from TikTok, George from podcast.
George from podcast.
Yeah.
I think the nerd in me would rather be George from YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone. Will from In Between Us doesn't do YouTube, so you've got that.
Yeah. No, but he was also...
He did get Charlotte.
Well, it's such a...
He fucked Charlotte.
Not very well, though.
Doesn't matter. A bad thing to say. He got the girl in the end, you know.
I remember one of the first like quote unquote interactions we had was you went on Grace's podcast and she mentioned my name and then you went, oh, the one that sounds like Will from The Inbetweeners.
Oh, do you just remember everything that I ever say?
No, because it cut deep.
Oopsie. Well, no, I remember I saw your TikTok. I can't remember if it was before or after Love Island. But I remember thinking, oh my fucking God, do you do? But I don't think you do anymore, but maybe because I know you.
I've trained it out of myself.
Yeah.
No, I feel like when I do TikToks, I sound more like it.
Yeah, like now I'm going to turn away. Does it feel like I'm with Will?
Fine. Sit at the front. It's these inconsiderate assholes.
Is he from where you're from?
I don't think so.
You should know.
No, I'm Bristolian. I'm from Bristol, although I don't really sound like I am.
Whereabouts in Bristol?
Full address.
I don't know where Bristol. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't
Bristol.
Know if you don't know Bristol.
I know where Ashton Gate is.
Yeah, not near there.
Where do we go?
Would
from
you,
here?
Do you need more info?
No, I've
no
idea. From Bristol actually.
Hmm?
Ollie's from Bristol.
Well, that's interesting.
How have you never met before? Crazy. Right, the next comment says, sit on my face, please.
Oh, is that the comment, is it, Chloe?
All of us.
I can't see that up there.
Sit on my face, please.
She's just manifesting that.
Please.
I don't think I'd be into butt stuff.
Right, next thing. Right, everyone thinks that we are dating.
I don't know how they found out so quick.
I know. Because on a lot of my TikToks, the search bar is George Clark.
Same.
What, your fucking name?
Yeah, just George Clark. No, it's... No, for a while it was on like whatever video.
Yeah! Why?
I don't know.
Telling everyone, were you?
I don't know. I don't really know what it was.
I don't even think we'd seen each other in a while.
No.
So I don't know where that came from.
I don't think...
I don't know.
The only videos that have ever really been posted online of us are you pranking me on my podcast.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
And that didn't really give the air of us dating.
What? I can't remember the beginning bit.
Well, you just said...
I was like, God, don't talk about it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're like... Oh, maybe because they thought you were trying to stick it on me because you're like, you're single now. And I was like, ha, I'm going through drama.
No, jokes.
I was so fine and I just loved one of you. I was really funny.
It wasn't.
I felt so bad because you like it was really uncomfortable.
I didn't know how to react. I'll be honest. It was like our fifth. Or
we should prank Max right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, what should we do?
We got the tour coming up, and he's getting stressed about that. So you could just,
hey, why
just
don't you
pile on the stress.
Why don't you call him?
Oh no, I think he's in a meeting actually.
Oh, okay, right, no pranks here then. Thanks, George.
Being we should so totally fun. Find the internet and just like actually date.
Yeah, sure. Oh, wait, we've been dating for ages. Right. Should we do a fake date?
Why has it got to be fake?
Okay, we'll do a real one.
Sure.
Are you good on? Do you go on a lot of dates?
I do. Not really. I feel like I'm quite picky with people I go on dates with.
Oh, what's picky about it?
What's picky about it?
What is the right sentence here? Why are you picky? What do you like? Probably my last question.
Namely women. I don't know, I think it's just the vibe. I like to get like a good vibe from the messaging first, where it's like it doesn't seem.
Do you FaceTime before you date?
No, but I've heard people do this.
You should.
Yeah. Have you heard about me getting catfished?
No.
Oh no.
Tell me.
That's nice. Just hear a giggle from the producer over there in the corner.
Oh, she knows. Obviously a known thing that I'm not privy to. Do share.
No, I said it on the podcast, my podcast last week.
So just go and check
that out. Next question. No, I was messaging this girl for like, not long, like 24 hours maybe.
Okay.
A lot of messaging. Before I knew it, my dick pics were all over the internet. No, they...
Oh,
no, we were messaging back and forth, and I was like, oh, this is like quite a normal like conversation we're having. We're getting on quite well. She's a very attractive woman.
Good for her.
She's not real. And,
oh, she's not real?
Well, that's how catfishing works.
Oh my God, it was really catfishing.
Yeah.
Oh no, what happened?
So we were chatting for an amount of time. I wouldn't be able to put in probably like 24 hours.
Okay.
Then we said, oh, we'll meet each other. I said, oh, let's go to Topgolf. That's a laugh.
Oh, you're going to break my heart. Did you go?
So I cycled over to Topgolf.
Oh, Nigel.
And I was waiting for an hour and a half and didn't get a message back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and, they never replied. And I was like, oh, this is a bit shit. So I went home after like an hour and a half. And then I got back home and I was like, oh, what's going on here? So I screenshotted their profile and reverse Google image searched it, and it came up with a different name on Instagram. And then I just replied to the, just sent a message being like, who's this? And they just like blocked me and unmatched me and stuff.
What fucking weirdo.
And a bit shit. Yeah.
That's horrible.
What opened up to them about women and...
But did you have their number or were you just talking to them on Instagram?
It was, this is the bad bit. It was just Hinge that we
what
were messaging on.
Fuck? But that's scary what you're doing. Just out here. No CRBs.
No, I
you need to get their number. I do a bit of a FaceTime.
No, I normally do, but I was just like...
Horny.
Oh yeah, I was horny. I thought, oh, I'll just shag off your own Topgolf. Oh, I don't know. I should have.
Who could it have been?
I don't know. But it was weird. It was like full on just normal conversations. They were like they said their mate had got with somebody in the industry, and I won't give much away, but it was like a believable scenario, and I was like, oh, this is weird.
Vague. Very vague, that bit.
Well, yeah, I don't want to just out them, okay. But it was, I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, sorry about that, George. What have you learned from that?
That all women are assholes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the trick is to get their number, do a FaceTime vibe, and get them to pick you up.
Are you a Hinge user?
I don't date.
You don't date?
No.
Why not?
Too scared.
About what, men?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I've been traumatized to the point of no return, and now I'm just like, I'm just going to work and, you know, go on holiday. I was last year, I was like, yeah, I'm going to date. And then I just didn't. And it's, you know, that's just me now.
When you said you're going to date, did you actively try and date or did you just?
No, I just said it a few times.
See, this might be where you're going.
I just can't be asked. Do you know how boring small talk is?
Yeah, no, that's why I said, like, you're trying to get a vibe of someone where you don't really small talk.
Yeah.
Just like chat shit about nothingness.
Yeah, I'm in like my healing era.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe a doctor would help.
Dr. George.
No, Chloe, I've said we're not doing this. The firefighter was where I drew a line.
Oh, so you go on to Top Golf on dates?
No, I've never been, but I was like, they never turn up. But I was like, oh, we'll just try it out. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Never doing that
again. Not going there again.
No.
You can get like a black card for there, though. You can probably get one. Yeah.
Well, I won't need to use it.
Yeah. Right. So how do you ask someone out on a date?
I don't know. I think it just naturally crops up in conversation. It's not like a,
hey.
God, I should G myself up to, are we going to do this? Just be like, so when are you free or something? Naturally. And then you just, I don't think
somehow
it needs to be.
Plan it.
Do people drop many pickup lines on you?
I have to talk to people without time. No. You are kind of giving me an education into like the dating scene here.
This is the worst education you could get. No, I'm not. Pickup lines give me the ick. They're cringy. I don't like them.
Oh, okay.
Although my whole Hinge profile is literally just like shit dad jokes. But then as soon as somebody replies to it, making a joke, like carrying it on.
And then that's fun.
No, but when they do that and it's, I'm like, that's not actually that funny.
Oh, right. You're hard to please then, aren't you?
Mm.
What is like an example? How can you, of like your fucking Hinge profile? It's a dad joke.
I don't know. Like there was a, this is so shit.
Is that a woot band? No.
Is that a loom band?
A woot band. Sorry.
Oh, no. Is that a loom band?
Shag band.
A what?
In school, we used to have like shag bands.
Shag bands in school?
Yeah. Obviously, no one was having sex. But like, I remember red was anal. I didn't have red on.
Oh, okay. No, it's a watch.
Okay. carry on.
One of my old ones was biggest date. Oh, it might still be on there. I hope it's not. It's shit. It was biggest date fail. And I said I mistook one for a big raisin. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not very funny.
No. But then what are you anticipating in response?
People would reply like, you're like raising the stakes here or something like that. And I'm like, that's not really enjoying.
But what would be funny? Like, you're obviously quite hard to make laugh.
No, you're just not very funny. How would I reply to that? My biggest date fail, mistaking one for a big raisin.
Why didn't we go and eat raisins on a picnic? I don't think.
Something about getting in a bath and pruning up or something. I don't know.
Oh, that, yeah, it didn't come to mind, that one.
No,
question.
I wish it didn't come to,
what do 2 and 7 have in common?
What do 2 and 7 have in common? I really want to get this so you can't give me the joke. What did 2 and 7 have
in common? No, it's just, I don't know, like, it's not a joke.
Oh, I thought it was...
What did 2 and 7 have in common?
They're both numbers.
Damn. Right, there's something going around. I don't know why I just ran. There's nothing to do with what I'm talking about. There's something going around on TikTok at the moment. Apparently, when you go for an autism diagnosis, they ask you, what did 2 and 7 have in common? If you don't, it's not, it's that it doesn't all bow down to this question. But apparently, most, you know, if you're like neurotypical, like neurodiverse, your answer is not that they're both numbers. I thought that they both kind of go like that way. I've got ADHD. So I was like, well, they both kind of go like this. And then
they've both got the same body shape.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing that they were number you, you're obviously not neurodiverse. Right. Okay.
Have you ever had a Hinge profile or a dating profile?
Yeah, I have years ago. I was only on it for like, I'd say like a week. I went on one day and I was, well, I was catfished, but like they didn't look like
And it. I catfished them.
Yeah. I didn't tell them to stop going. No, I was talking about this a few times, so thanks for listening to the podcast, but he just didn't look anything like his pictures. And I was like, right, we've got to go. ABCDFG, got to go. And then I deleted it and thought, I'm not doing this again. Ran back to my ex-boyfriend.
How do you get out of a date if you're on one and you're like, this isn't the vibe?
We had like, well, I kind of met him. I was a bit in shock. And I was like, fuck, I can't leave right now. And then I had like one drink. And then I was like, oh, you know, so nice to meet you. Thank you.
I had one drink and I thought, he's getting better looking.
Yeah, that, no. I'd already made up my mind. I kind of told my friends, like, is anyone around here that I can come meet? I just ran off.
What was your profile like? Was it a...
Very face apt.
Did you have your Instagram on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate when people have their Instagram on their
phone. Whoa, but like you can only have like three or this is going back. I must have been 20. It was when I first moved to London. I was 21, 22. But like you can only have like.
Oh, ages ago.
I'm 28.
Was this in the iPhone 4?
Yeah. Maybe a BlackBerry.
When apps were first invented.
Yeah. That was when I first moved. My friends were all like, you need to get on it. So I did. I thought it was quite fun at the beginning, like swiping. And then like the actual date bit, I was like, oh fuck, I've got to go on a date. But he like, I don't like tall boys. Mm. And he said he was 6 foot. And when I turned up, he must have been 6 foot 6 at least. I was like, whoa.
Why would you lie about your height that way?
Well, he said he accidentally like didn't put it right. And I was like, you're a fucking idiot.
That's wild. I've never heard people do that.
How tall are you?
I'm
6 foot 7.
That's it. Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
No, I'm 6 foot.
Correct.
Everyone says I look smaller though.
Online. I don't know. I feel like you'd be quite tall.
What did you think before you met me?
6 foot, probably. I don't know a lot about height.
Boring.
Yeah, well, like, what's the difference between 6 foot and 6 foot 1?
Both numbers.
I thought it was like a state of mind. Right, okay, next one. Where do you take people on dates?
Oh,
Topgolf.
I'm a drinks guy.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, I think activities are fun, but then they also are just like a breeding ground for icks.
Oh, I can, yeah, I can see what you mean.
Because like you've got to nail the form on everything.
Yeah, you do.
And like if you...
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about it now. It could be really embarrassing.
If a guy took you to, I don't know, like, what activities are like electric shuffle or something, you know, the shuffleboard place?
No.
Darts, flight plot.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So if you beat him...
Oh, no, I'd hate that so much. And also, I don't like watching other people have a go. I want it to be my go the whole time.
So your date would be them watching you play darts?
I wouldn't fucking be there on a day. No, like, you know when you do mini golf?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's...
Oh, I hate it. I fucking hate mini golf. Like, how many fucking goes do you need? Yeah,
I feel like if you go on like a mini golf date and you're not sinking hole in one after hole in one, then...
Oh, is that what you do,
like,
is it? You
know, it's like an ick.
Oh, yes, and it's boring.
But no, I'm shit at mini golf.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. So you go for drinks.
Yeah.
Like also, a pub or a bar?
Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't really go on many dates. I'm quite picky with the people I go on dates with.
Oh.
But
when you do go.
But when I do go.
Bars.
Bars. But like maybe like second or third date, like an activity type thing where you've got
You can't, yeah, you're a bit more comfortable.
You sort of understand each other and you can make little jokes and stuff that aren't.
Yeah.
Cool. Almost got that one in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, would you do Go Ape?
That's a level up. We were talking Flight Club and. Oh, yeah. Go Ape is a hell of a different.
Oh, is it quite?
Have you. Are you aware of what Go Ape is?
Yeah, but I think it'd be quite fun, but like not with a stranger.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe like 10th day or something.
Oh, 10th.
That's quite a lot. No, yeah, I'd like to do it though.
Yeah. Go-karting? I like go-karting.
Yeah, but that's not really like a date. Like those thoughts that like similar with like bowling, you can't, when it's like that turn-based, like so bowling, you sort of have the interaction where you walk past each other.
Yeah, embarrassing.
And then like the only interactions you have are just, oh, great. Great bowl.
Oh, you're so right. And imagine if like someone's waiting for you afterwards. You know, you have to speed up and you're just not talking, you're just bowling.
But same thing with go-karting. You're just not...
No, you're thrashing them. Thrashing the living shit out of them.
Wait till after go-karting. No, that's disgusting.
Yeah, vulgar. What's your opening line on a date?
Hello.
Hello.
Normally, that is what I go with.
Hey,
I don't really... I don't know. I don't like to have...
Are you a compliments guy?
I think when I first see them, I'd be like, oh, you look lovely.
Oh, that was really nice.
No, that was a scenario.
No, but like the way you said it, someone might be like, oh, you look fit.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think that would fit.
I think lovely is
how
really
I sound,
nice.
Though. But I was like, oh, you look fit. Like, you'd be like...
You can get away with that.
I don't know.
I think if you said you look fucking fit...
Keep talking. No, I feel like I'd go for, you look tremendous. I say, just ravishing.
Tremendous. Yeah, I like that. What's the sign of a good day?
That was natural. What's your go-to
tremendous
line then?
This has really thrown me. Like, that's good.
What's your go-to line?
What, on a date? Yeah. I'm going to go on a fucking date.
Oh, dear, that's just shit cop-out, isn't it? Okay.
I'm like, oh, you look nice.
Nice,
that's what I would say.
Shit one.
What should I say?
Well, nice and good are just like...
You look...
Pengers.
Ooh, I wouldn't say that. You look damn fine.
Yeah, just like that. Just go the Dolly Parton route. Well, little no, mate, you look damn fine.
I think I would just say you look nice. You look nice. Thanks for paying. Before we sit down,
what's your stance on that?
Get over that. Yeah, this is. I've actually had this conversation the other day. If I think that I earn more than them, I will be paying. I feel a bit awkward.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, don't worry, I'll get
awkward
this.
When we go on our fake date and you offer to pay. I'll definitely be paying, John. Let me get you a car.
I don't know. I just feel like, yeah. But if you've asked, I don't know, if you've asked me, then maybe you should fucking pay.
Yeah, I feel like I'd always just would. No, but I feel like we're in a privileged position.
Yeah.
Where it's not like a tough ask to be like, oh, can you get the drinks for the night?
Yeah.
Where,
so I don't mind.
But
I've never done that though.
No, I feel like I always would. At least be like, insist on it.
Yeah.
If they were sort of got the Glock out and were like, no, I'm going to pay, then I'd be like, okay, fair enough.
You know what Glock is? Damn, tremendous. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'll always offer, like, I don't mind getting half.
How many dates in is the switch up where it's like, okay, now it's sort of take it in turns or split? Or is it then just who invited who out?
I don't know the rules. I'm literally so out of touch.
I've never been past first date, so I was just asking. What happens after the first one?
I feel like maybe when you put a title on it, you can split. So before then,
Madame,
you're kind of like,
would you like to? Would you like to pay?
Yeah, maybe if you get the first one, the girl gets the second one, or the boy doesn't. You know, whoever you're dating. How do you round up a date?
How do I round one up?
Yeah.
Not dating sheep. I usually use the tactic they use, just bark at them. No,
woof.
I
yeah, woof, woof, woof.
Good impression. Do you remind me of last time when you said cheese?
That was so funny. That clip always comes up, and really I really enjoy me. It. Same. I always watch it. You know what happened?
It was the way that you.
It was so confident.
Yeah, in your eyes, you were looking at me like you were dropping like the sickest burn ever on me. And I was so confused because you were just repeating the
word. I wanted to say something so bad and all that was coming out was like, geez, yeah, I was thinking, what the fuck is going on?
What was the question? Round up a date?
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you round? I think it's just like, oh, damn, I had fun tonight.
That was horrid.
No.
Thanks for coming.
I don't know. If it's like bars, then...
If it closing
was a,
time.
If it was a good day, yeah, it would be like closing time. And then you'd be like, oh, well, I guess we'll shoot home. Tonight was tremendous.
Yeah.
And then...
thanks for a ball.
Yeah.
Better shoot home.
How are you supposed to end a date?
Oh, do you keep asking me? I don't fucking know. I'm asking you. I'm learning from you. So I'll be shooting home from whatever day I go on next. Gotta shoot home. It's closing time.
Okay, I don't go with let's shoot home.
Yeah, I feel like once no, you're at the bar, you're not eating. I don't know. How many
it's
drinks?
Just natural. It's just that's that. I've got climbing club tomorrow. I need to go home.
Yeah.
Would love to stay and talk, but got to get the chalk on.
Yeah. You've used that video.
I've not.
You have.
Well, I've used chalk, yeah, because I'm a safe climber, but I've not used the line on
safe climber
on women.
I'm good at climbing as well. I know I told you this.
Fine activity day is.
Yeah. Oh, no, because you know, you have the harness on. Yeah, eyes up. No, you have the harness on.
Yeah.
It's a pretty tight crotch.
speaking of tight crotch, no. We don't have the harness, they're just bouldering. You're talking about like full on like really tall.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Just like bouldering where you just climb up to the top.
Said bouldering two times, still don't know what it means.
So it's graded in a V scale, so like V1 to V14 or something. And that's the difficulty. And they're different colours and you just...
Oh, it's not that high. No. Exactly. I've done that. Done it. Completed it.
All right. We're just...
Oh, but you don't climb up the thing.
I mean, we do climb it. I don't just go and watch. It's not...
No, really, but like sport. a big wall. How big is this boulder?
I don't know. Like, probably like 15 feet.
Oh.
20 feet.
100.
No, not quite that.
Okay.
Probably need a harness then. It's like, well, the where if you fell off, you wouldn't die or most likely not get hurt.
But it's but it's like cushion, theory. Isn't it? It's not the floor. Mm. You should really go to one in Shepherd's Bush. It's good. And they've got some tall shit in there.
That's miles away from me.
I've been there and I live in Essex. Do you know what I mean?
Doesn't mean...
Do you abseil?
Not really.
What other sports do you do?
Well, if you don't abseil, what the hell do you do? I football every now and then.
Yeah.
With the boys.
The boys.
I do running every now and then, trying to go on a run club.
Ah, do you do the Pure Sport one?
I'm not going to give away where I go for a run club.
Sorry.
Pure Sport, numerous locations.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's always on TikTok and they're running along there.
Oh, well, I do a run club.
What does that mean?
Well, obviously, it's Pure Sport because I said, do they do numerous locations?
I don't know what's going on.
I do a run club, but not often.
All right.
But I try to. If not, I just go.
Apparently, that's like the new dating ground.
I wouldn't know because I just run.
You should be out when you run.
Apparently, it's Strava, but I don't.
Yeah.
My Strava, I don't have public just because I don't like the idea of people. Also, you can semi-understand where people live.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, I don't get why people post on their fucking story, because you clearly live within this 5K radius.
Yeah, so
I know what you mean.
Made it not public, but then some random bloke just keeps giving me kudos. I don't know who he is. Somehow found me and just like congratulates me each time, so I don't know if it's like...
Is that what you do?
Like grateful for him or like...
Can you talk to people on there?
I think you can, yeah.
Slay.
That's why they're like, oh yeah, that's Strava's the new dating app.
God, so I need to.
I wouldn't really know how to go about it. It was like, oh, sick run.
Yeah.
Thanks. Fancy a date.
Like, yeah.
But yeah, I'll be there in
5K.
I'll be there in 22 and a half minutes when
I
do
5K. Do 5K. That's good.
Incidentally, that is, yeah, weirdly, that is.
It's good.
That's my quickest.
I can't do that.
I'm like dead on the floor afterwards.
Yeah. It's the mental thing for me. Like, so boring.
Yeah, I think I just enter my little mind palace on the way around. Do you have songs on when you're running?
Yeah.
Okay, that's maybe psychopathic. If not, what songs do you listen to?
Read Again.
You could podcast it.
Nah, boring.
Yeah, don't listen to podcasts, that shit.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Why would you do that? Oh, look, would you sleep with someone on the first date? Next question. Do you kiss in public?
Would I kiss in public? Oh, I'm not. Oh.
I love PDA. I love it. I miss it.
Fine. It's public forum. Let's go for it. No, I'm not a big fan of PDA.
Hold hands.
I'm more of a touchscreen phone kind of guy. What is a PDA?
What do you mean?
I think back in the day, there was a type of phone like a PR, God knows.
That I'm went so over my head, that one.
Good, don't you worry. No, I'm not a big fan of PDA.
Not a big fan of PDA.
No. Right. Just because if I'm walking past someone and they're like PDAing off, I'm like, I don't really like that.
Ooh, stop.
Do unto your fellow man as you would like to do unto yourself. That just definitely isn't a sense
of... It is. It's one of the... something in religion. Do unto others as you would have... kiss people in public.
Kiss people in public if you'd want to get kissed
yourself.
Yeah,
if you want to do that, then yeah. Like, we've got a big...
Would you say you actively like PDA?
Yeah. When I was in a relationship, I fucking loved it.
Why?
I don't give a shit. Because if I want a snog, then I'll be getting a snog. What the fuck? Wait until we're, you know, private.
We're not private.
It was
private,
on a TV show, for fuck's sakes, knocking on there. Do you think I've got any shame left in my locker? No.
Yeah, but it's a bit it's different. But I don't know. I feel like I'd at least...
Maybe not
slightly
tons.
More public in... Oh, all right, then fine. No, yeah, I feel like you'd go off to your own little area of the public space.
Right.
It's more intimate and you can go...
Really go for it.
You've really looked tremendous tonight.
Oh, there we go.
And I would ever so much like to kiss you.
Oh,
you,
nice.
You say before you kiss someone when you...
Don't really snog that much. I would find it weird though, like say if I was seeing... I think we spoke about this last time. Consent is always sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if I'm in the moment and we're just about to really get it on and you go, can I kiss you? I'll be like, oh, no. No, stop now.
Mm.
Do you?
Noted. Wait, well, how do you like it?
You know how I like it, George. No, I actually saw something on, this might be fun to talk about with you. I saw on Anna and Mandy Vakili's podcast, you might have seen it, it's been going viral. Would you rather... wake up and you have to kill one chicken,
mm-hmm.
bite to death one chicken every day,
mm-hmm.
or once a year, you have to fight to death a gorilla with a sword.
Once a year?
Gorilla.
Yeah, I'm taking the chicken each day.
Really?
100%.
Are you not bored of it?
Well, I'd happily get bored of killing a chicken and each year have to go into some sort of gladiator arena and possibly die.
But you've got a sword. How fuck...
Yeah, but...
You can train.
Yeah, but if a... Do you know how big a gorilla is?
Quite big.
Yeah, that boy will fuck you up. What are you going for gorilla?
Yeah, because who... I can't even be asked, you know, to get out of bed every day.
And
so
you
tell
like
me I've got
to
get up and
to
fucking...
kill a massive gorilla.
Yeah, I could psych myself up to it. Give me a day. I've got 365, 4 days. You know, I might have a rest day to train. No one said how big or dangerous my sword is.
All year for this one day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're getting up every day. How are you killing these chickens?
Oh, I'm just stamping it. It's not going to take a while, is it? Long, is it?
Yeah, but like, imagine you're really hungover. It's cold, wet and rainy and you've got to go down to the garden and kill the chicken.
Oh, all right, roll out of bed. Just absolute wallop the shit out of the chicken and then just go straight back to bed again.
But it's in the wording. You have to fight it to death.
Being like, ooh, got to fight a gorilla next week.
Yeah.
And then you go into there. And you go, oh shit, I'm not that well equipped with the sword.
Yeah, but I've been training for a year with a sword.
You miss your first swipe. What happens then?
Well, guess what? It's a spinner. I'm coming around again.
Oh, well, you've solved the problem.
Yeah, but like, gorilla's like quite big. Limb. It's not, you know, how agile is a gorilla?
It doesn't really matter. Small. I feel like you could slash it once. And if you're in a, I feel like if you're in a wild, it would run off. But it, no, are we in a, what arena are we in?
The Roman Colosseum. Colosseum.
Or like some like sort of gladiator arena.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I feel like then if it was backed up against the wall, you slash it, it's going, no, thank you, mum. And it's just breaking you.
But I'm thinking not slash, I'm thinking a through.
Yeah, but then as you're going through, it's got so much more reach than you do.
Mm.
It, even with it on it, you, it's oh, still yeah, it coming. Get like, me. Yeah.
And then we could just, fuck, I'm thought it's through. But I've been training for a year. Who knows what I can do with a sword in fucking
you've
year.
Actively been, this is a thing that you're doing? The yep. new video idea.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
YouTube
never.
Channel's coming back.
It is actually. Everyone subscribe. On YouTube.
I'm 100%.
Was it every day
chicken.
You're getting up and killing a fucking
that
chicken?
That doesn't take long.
You don't
also,
know.
Also, that's lunch shortage for the day.
Yeah, but what if it's like a, you know, it's not battery hen, babe. It's a big chicken.
That
this
is
big.
There is no chicken that is that big.
You don't know.
Also, I don't care how big the chicken is. It can sprint full pelt at me. It can
run away from you. You've got to catch it and kill it. Have you thought about that yet? When you've hung
why
over?
Why is it different with the gorilla?
Because mine's in the Colosseum. He's in my vicinity.
Oh, I don't think it would
far.
Take that long to catch a chicken. Also, do I have to do it barehanded?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'll...
Oh, yeah, no weapons.
Well, I'd set up a chicken trap.
No, you can't set up... So no, you can't have any extras.
All right, then,
bare hands.
All right, I'd coax it in with some oats in my hand.
You can't have any extras. Bare hands.
I'd tattoo oats on my knee. So it comes over, starts pecking, then I just twat it.
Yeah, but it has to fully die.
Well, once I've twatted it across the room, it's going to... It's just going to be there, and then I'll put it out its misery.
One final kick.
And then I'll just go, kids, who fancies a chicken burger?
Ooh. Next, okay, last question.
Okay.
Right, if one day everyone in the world stopped sneezing, how long do you think it would be until it made the news?
I don't know if it... I think it would be like...
A week. Yeah. Oh!
When was the last time you sneezed?
Probably this morning, I'm ill.
Okay, before then.
You? It'd be yesterday. Been sneezing. Oh, it's hay fever season as well. Surely people would notice people not sneezing.
Yeah, but they just go,
season.
Oh, I haven't really got that bad hay fever this year. You wouldn't go, why have I? Why have I not got bad hay fever?
No, because didn't that thing happen last year where like mega hay fever came?
Mega hay fever.
And people get, you know.
He's my favourite transformer.
But like some fucking ultra hay fever came and conquered.
I don't know if that hit the news.
You figure, yeah.
I think until summer comes around when people start going, oh, I haven't got that bad hay fever, and then
they'll be like,
oh, I haven't either, actually.
Yeah.
But then if you've got hay fever, it's just the sneezing that stops. Your eyes will still run and you get like all hay fevery still.
Yeah, but you'd think it was less because you're not sneezing as much, surely.
But then you've still got hay fever, so it's not like hay fever's gone. So I think people are going, the symptoms are lesser, but maybe it's just like it was mega hay fever last year. It's just micro hay fever this year.
Yeah, so then they'd be like, well, none of you are sneezing. Neither am I. Shit. When's the last time you sneezed? It'd be like wildfire.
I don't know if it... I feel like not sneezing isn't something that really would get brought up. Like, when was the last time you yawned?
Probably this morning.
Probably. You don't know. You can maybe have to pin a point on it.
I can do it right now, though.
Okay. You've just opened your mouth.
No, yawning. Now you're going to yawn because it's infectious. Stop yourself.
My immune system just repels it. I'm not going to yawn. I can say yawn 25 times and I won't yawn. Anyway, back to sneezing. I don't know. Maybe like a few months at least.
Yeah, not a year. I think a month.
I think more than a month.
Why?
Instead until it makes the news, because it's like people were like they'll be doing like tests and shit.
Yeah, but
like
loads science, of shits in the news these days. You know what I mean?
Science people will be doing tests and shit. And then be like, hey, we need to check if this everyone stop sneezing is a bad thing. Because, hey, first the sneezes, next the breathers, and then... I don't know.
I really think it would be quicker than you think.
I just wouldn't cotton onto it.
But do you not sneeze that much?
No, but I don't...
I sneeze like... And when I sneeze like 6 times in a row.
I don't sit there and go, I haven't sneezed in a while.
I think you'd notice though if you got ill.
I don't really get ill.
Okay, vitamin taker. Do you take vitamins?
No. I do drink a lot of fruit juice at the moment, though.
There's a lot of B and C in that. There you go.
Berries and cherries.
Berries and cherries. Would you rather get... Oh, no. Would you get given... No. Would you... Should it say, would you rather? Yeah. Okay. Fucking can't get the staff these days.
Wow. That's what you're calling it, then.
Would you rather get given £1 million or... You get £100 million, but your mortal enemy gets £100 million. Give me £100 million, babe.
I don't know who my mortal enemy is.
You've got one.
But
I've got loads.
I don't think my I don't think my mortal enemy will be like do it, be like, oh, I got 100 mil, let's go for world domination now. It would just be like, oh, I kind of fancy another Xbox.
You've got a weird mortal enemy. No,
what would they spend it on? Like, what that actually matters?
Do you think we're going to war with our... Okay.
You could just drop a couple, like, I don't know, 10 mil of the 100 mil on getting rid of it. And then...
Why does that need to be gotten rid of? I've got 100 mil. Do you think I fucking care about anyone else? See you later, loser. You and your 100 mil, suck it.
Okay, so they get 100 mil and they spend 10 of it on... creating a campaign as to why they're better than you and trying to cancel you. Now what do you do?
What I do is I take out £5,000 in £5 notes and I make a coat out of it. I say, bitch, that didn't even touch the sides. And you're weird. You're obsessed with me. Get a hobby. You've got all that money, get a hobby.
That'll get them. They've got a £10 million strong campaign as to why Chloe Burrows needs to be cancelled.
Yeah, but if I've got £100 million cancel me. If I've got £10 million.
By the way, yeah. Made of £5 notes when you've got £100 million.
Because there isn't £5 notes anymore.
You could just go £50 notes. Yeah,
this is the point. Like, I've got this coat and I've still got way more than you fucking do, and you spent 10 mil, you weirdo.
With the £50.
I could make out pound coins.
That'll really show your wealth.
But that's the
pennies, point. Fuck it.
You're spending 10 mil. I might earn a pound coin code. I literally don't give a fuck. You freak.
What was the first thing you buy with your 100 mil?
Oh, private jet. Ooh, bad for the environment. Should I say that? Well, yeah. I'd like to go on a private jet.
Yeah, fuck the environment. No. I would personally solve world hunger.
Shit. What would you buy? Charity.
Meal deals for all. No, I would...
Oh, come off it.
What would I buy? I don't know. How do you even get through 100 mil?
Oh, you don't. That's the point.
I feel like... But then...
Would you still do your job?
Yeah.
What? You just love clout.
What? No,
I would never work again. The alternative is,
oh, so you just love money?
Yeah, I love money. Why do you think I do my job? If I had £100 million, I don't think anyone would ever see me again. Like that, you know, I don't care.
Right, everybody, I'll put a GoFundMe down below. Try and get 100 mil together.
Yeah, yeah. Please do. Please do.
No, I think. What was I thinking? I was definitely thinking something.
What should you buy? Not a private jet.
I'd just make sick videos. Imagine the videos that you could make if you just drop like 100k on each of them.
Oh,
that would be cool.
Yeah, for you.
That would be sick. And then you'd make your money back because they'd be so sick that people would just watch them and you get the money back.
Yeah, I see your thought process, but like 100
mil.
It's
just a fast track to be Mr. Beast.
It is. Is that what you want then? Money, fame, power?
I don't really want to be Mr. Beast, but...
What's like the sickest idea that you would do with your money for a video? Give away all your secrets.
I don't know. What could you do that would be really sick?
Do you know what I would do? I'd become like a travel vlogger.
That's the sickest thing you could do with your money.
No, I would be thoroughly enjoying.
Nobody's done that.
Molly
before.
Could
Nobody's...
run around with a camera.
No, you would get 100 mil.
I don't need it though. That's the point.
You'd get 100 mil and you'd spend it on somebody following you around the world whilst you travel.
Yeah. That would be fun.
I'd spend it on building a zoo. Imagine that as a
animal cruelty is your number one, is it?
A safe good a conservation trust.
We'll say that then.
No, but that doesn't work in the title. See, I've already
someone's doing that on TikTok.
What?
He's bought. Oh my god, he's bought like all this land and he's making it into a good zoo. Conservation trust. I mean, seen it? No. He's got like all these weird animals and he bathes them. What is his name? He's got millions of followers. From the UK.
Oh, I know.
Do you know who he is?
No, yeah, I do know who you're on about.
Is he still doing that?
I don't know. He's a bit that had a meerkat on his shoulder.
Yeah. And like loads of dogs.
Mm.
Do you know what you could buy as well? I've always been curious. You know that home you can buy off Amazon?
The flat pack one.
Yeah, that looks fun.
Yeah, you could just build. I built a city out of Amazon flat pack homes.
That would be a good video.
Mr. Beast, don't steal that.
Hit you up for the creative team. All right. So I'm just going away and you're just going for fame here.
No, I'm not going for fame.
You could buy a table at the NTAs. Oh, passion. Yeah, but my passion is holidays. So we're both doing that passion projects.
Well, your passion project is someone following you with a camera.
No, like you obviously made it into a job.
What place would you go to then?
What? Just,
where would you go? That's cool.
Thailand. Wouldn't go there. Wouldn't go Bali again. Yuck.
Yeah, 100 million just doing a gap year in Thailand.
Yeah, because I've not done it. I want to go to Turks and Caicos.
What is that?
This fucking bougie place in Mexico.
Oh, I thought I'd seen that on Deliveroo.
What? Not there. No, so that would be it then.
I've been to Mexico. Really enjoyed it.
I've never been.
No. Well,
whereabouts did you go? Tulum or Cancun? Or somewhere else?
Playa del Carmen.
Near Cancun, isn't it? That
I guess
one?
So. God knows.
Was it for spring break?
No, it was for... I was a child. And it was our first holiday after our... villa in Turkey got robbed, burgled.
Oh my gosh.
And we went, screw it, let's go to Mexico.
I got robbed in Portugal.
Oh.
In our villa.
But luckily, that night, so I'll paint the picture for you. We used to have
Sorry, I'm ill. Everyone knows.
My family used to have a small villa in Turkey.
How small was it? 10 bedrooms, 4-star. Yep.
No, that was Portugal. We left one night to go for a little meal. That night I remember I stuck my hair up, full on spikes, popped the collar, and I brought my iPod Touch, my 3DS,
cladded for the town,
my sunglasses with me, and I was cool. Like, these are all the things I could possibly need for a night on the town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we got back after having a really nice meal and the railing had been like pulled off the wall. And I remember like coming back, like smiling and being like, oh, what ran? Parents were like, we've been burgled.
Oh no.
But none of my stuff got stolen. Cause
you had it on you.
And then my sister.
Take all your shit out.
My sister for the rest of the holiday, cause she thought
they were going to come back.
They'd be back. She brought all of her, put all her Hollister t-shirts in her.
Oh
in her
no.
Bag. In
oh,
the bag
no.
With her and where she went, she thought they'd
oh,
still.
Oh no, bless her. We got robbed with sleeping gas. We were gassed. Yeah,
I wouldn't be that happy about it.
No, I wasn't that happy. Yeah, they came in. We think it was an inside job. Yeah. It was on like a complex, and they came in the night, and we all woke up at like 2 PM. We all woke up like, God, fucking hell, what's the time? Then we were like, 2 PM. What the fuck? And then my dad realised his watches are gone. And then we ran up to my nan, because we were with my nan and granddad's, and they were like in the outer building bit. Ran up to their room. She answers the door like bollock naked. And we were like, have you been fucking robbed? Like, we've been robbed and robbed. She said, well, what?
All someone's stolen my clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
people.
Swear I was wearing them a minute
oh,
ago.
Oh, James means rob naked old ladies and
naked
men.
Naked oldly.
Naked oldlies. But she went in and all her jewelry were gone. And then I'd bought presents for my cousins. It was their birthday. Like, shit, fucking €2 jewelry. Oh, God, they've robbed my presents, all the jewelry. And we went out to where the pool was, and there was like a trail of all the tats we bought. It was obviously thinking what was worth. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sad. So, yeah, I got robbed. Thanks.
Oh, damn.
So anyone on that note, would be the end of the podcast.
We're ending it on that way.
Well, unless you want to, do you got anything to plug apart from your tour?
And no, we're not making those jokes anymore. No, nothing to plug, I think. Well, I mean,
socials.
you guys all know about me. No, just follow me on things, I guess.
Yeah. Spending money on Venmo.
That'd be good. Yeah. Donate to my GoFundMe, actually. That's
yeah, we'll put the link in the bio.
Thanks.
It's nice, isn't it?
That is very kind of you.
There you go. Put the link in the bio if you send it across. Right. Thank you, George.
My absolute pleasure.
10 million fucking day at this point. Thank you, everyone.
We stop? And when do we go to Go Ape?
Soon. Right. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. See you next week.